just this morning, but just a very warm welcome to you all. It's lovely to see you, and we wish you a wonderful day today. Be thankful that it's not raining. Just don't cook too much. Thank you, Dave.
All right. I will just add one thing briefly. You're all aware of the significance of tomorrow in terms of the lifting of COVID restrictions. Obviously, people have been asking me, what's going to happen in church? Well, we had some preliminary stuff from the Methodist Church in the week, but there is more to come in the next few days. And as you will have gathered, it's not just about everything being automatically lifted. You know, there is this steer to be cautious, and there is this issue where different organisations are having their own policies. You'll have seen some coverage of that on the news, won't you, where on the one hand, nightclubs are saying no restrictions, and on the other hand, say, Transport for London or saying you must still wear a mask and things like that. So, for your information, the Church Council happens to be meeting tomorrow night. We will have an initial conversation near the top of the agenda there, and then there'll be further discussions, and we will work out what we hope is a good policy for this church, and we will communicate that absolutely as soon as we can. If you're not on the church email list and you want to give your email address to Yvette, please do, because that's the fastest way we can get a message round. And I'm sure there will be a further announcement next Sunday morning. Right, on to the main event. So, you need to have your dark red Methodist worship book. If you need to share, then if at all possible, can you share within a household or a bubble? I did offer to conduct the baptism with gloves, but it's not the same. You will notice one change in the way we do the baptism because of the coronavirus, and that is that I'm not allowed to take Frank into my arms. So he's got to stay with Mum or Dad for the baptism. So, anyway, could you turn, please, to page 88 in the book? Sisters and brothers, baptism is a gift of God. It declares to each of us the love and grace of God. In this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. God claims and cleanses us, rescues us from sin, and raises us to new life. He plants us into the Church of Christ and sustains and strengthens us with the power of the Spirit. Although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to all and through Christ invites us to respond. We recall the words of the risen Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Those who heard the message asked what they should do. Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls. So I'm going to invite Patrick and Katrina and Frank and Eleanor, if she wants to come up to the front and come up here. Frank, it's a big moment, lad. And godparents, I'm going to suggest that on this occasion, because of spacing, that if you'd like to sort of perhaps stand up and stand in some kind of an arc there, is that all right? Sorry to have you at a little distance. So, top of page 90 now. Patrick and Katrina, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace? Glad you settled now. Will the congregation please stand? Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers living water and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that as Frank is baptized in this water, so may he die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're not going to sing a hymn at this point. And so I ask two affirmations of faith of parents and godparents. Do you turn away from evil and all that denies God? Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide? And we turn over the page, page 92, and section B, and together in the bold font, we say this very short version of the creed. We believe in God the Father, who made the world. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, who redeemed humankind. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God. Now, a question for Katrina and Patrick, and I'm hoping you're going to give the answer that I've got on my sheet of paper. What name have you given this child? Correct. That's good, because that's what's in the baptism register. Now, Frank, the young man, this is the bit where I get to talk to you. All right? Ready for this? Frank, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Now, if Mum can just bring you to the font. Tilting your head, ready. Are you ready yet?
You need a hand.
Frank Henry Frederick, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And by baptism, God receives you into the church. One more little bit for you, Frank. Ready? Frank Henry Frederick, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. Amen. The congregation would like to be seated. Did you like that? Did you want a bit more water? Yeah, well done, lad. Right, now we have the candle, so... We say together, may you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen. Now, do you want a moment to show Frank to the congregation? Go see everyone's wave hello, Frank. Well, Katrina, I see you've got another shy and retiring one. Okay, so we're at the top of page 94 now, and there in the bold font are some words to say together. For those of you who don't know these words, this is a blessing from the Old Testament in the Bible, and we're going to say this blessing to Frank. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen. Now we have three promises for Mum and Dad and one promise for the godparents. Patrick and Katrina, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to your child by making these promises. Will you love Frank, committing yourselves to care for him in body, mind, and spirit? Will you therefore ensure that he is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
With God's help, we will.
Will you set before him a Christian example that through your prayers, words, and deeds, he may learn the way of Christ?
With God's help, we will.
Now to Ian, Karen, Lawrence, and Nadine, one question. Will you help Katrina and Patrick to nurture Frank in the Christian faith? Congregation, would you please stand, because it's time for you to make your promise. Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that this our brother has been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that he may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord? Congregation can be seated. Now, well, I'll give the children's Bible to you. And yes, one other thing, not in the script. And there's a prayer for us to say at the bottom of page 95. Let us pray. Generous God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen. Okay. That's it. Would you all like to take your seats? We're now going to hear the other song that Katrina picked for today, and both of these, in their ways, are very fitting for a baptism. And we're hearing I Am a New Creation. Going to hear today's gospel reading. It's you, Ella, is it? All right, thank you.
Good morning. This reading is from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34, and then 53 to 56. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all they had seen, done, and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout the whole region and carried those who were ill on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed those who were ill in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ella. Now, this morning, we're still under the limitations about being asked to keep shorter services. And so, with including the baptism, we're giving a priority to that this morning. I'm going to say that if you want to hear my talk on that reading, can I refer you to this week's video? Please check your emails or other things, and please watch the YouTube video. I've got about 15 minutes talk on that passage. But at this point, I just want instead briefly to pick up on one thing. Do you remember that part of the service where I was talking to Frank? And he was so receptive. at the end of it, I said, in your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. And that is a verse of Scripture. It comes from the first letter of John in the New Testament. And those words capture not only what we're about this morning with the baptism, but what we're about with the whole Christian faith. You could just sum it up like that. I mean, you kind of need to add a bit of colour because it's a bit of a skeleton statement, but that's what we love because God first loved us. What we know this morning, without a doubt, is that Katrina and Patrick love Frank before he's got any chance of showing love back to them. Yeah? That's what you do as a parent, isn't it? We've seen already how they've done that with Eleanor. And if you see what a little star she's becoming, who knows what will happen with Frank? Because of mum and dad's love. And the wider family's love. But that love comes first. And as Eleanor and Frank grow up, they will respond. And we hope they will respond positively. Even at the times when they get to their teens and want more independence. You see, you've got that joy to come. But that's the way it goes with parental love, isn't it? And what John says in those words is that that's how it goes with God's love too. A lot of people think that they've got to earn God's love. I've got to be good enough for God. I can't come to your church because I'm not good enough. Really? Do you know how not good enough all the rest of us are? Because we're not, are we? If you knew some of our secrets, you wouldn't think that of us. The good news of Jesus puts it the other way round. He says the love of God comes first. Just as it came in creating us out of love, so too now we live in that God showed his love for us by giving up Jesus for us, even to the point of death. And what God says is, I have shown you my love. Why don't you love me back? And so we demonstrated that in the baptism. Frank doesn't have a clue about this yet. But we did that as a sign that God loves him and that God longs for him to respond one day to him. And it's the same for all people. There is a God who... I came across a quote just in the last 24 hours... where an atheist said to a Christian, why doesn't your God show himself to the world? And the Christian replied, he did, but they nailed him to a cross. But that is God giving up, just as parents give up so much willingly out of love for their children. God gave up even his son for us. And then he calls us to respond and he says, will you love me back? And will you love others because I love you and you love me? And that's where we're at this morning. Let's have some prayers. And in these prayers, I'll break them up into short sections. And at the end of each section, I'll say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our... And we say together, hear our prayer. Let's pray. So God, we thank you this morning for the love of human family, for the love that Katrina and Patrick have for Frank and for Eleanor, and we thank you for your even greater love. Help us by your Spirit to respond to your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the world, and we think of the people devastated in Europe by the floods, the many bereaved people, those who are working to bring relief. We think of England as it faces the lifting of restrictions tomorrow, and for the mixed feelings between those who are excited and those who are fearful. And we continue to pray for this virus to be brought properly under control. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we remember the people we know and love who are in trouble, or who are sick, or facing difficulty, or new challenges, some of which they're very nervous about. For those who are losing hope. And so we pray that you come close to them, and that we might be able to show love in your name to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we join all our prayers together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, just before the closing song, We haven't been passing around the plate for the offering during the pandemic. We've been leaving people to leave their gifts as they come in. So at this point, we are simply going to bring the offertory forward for dedication. So can I ask you just to stand, please, as Jill brings this forward, and we'll pray. Our Father, on this plate are some signs of our love for you. We remember that you loved us first, and help us to respond day by day to your love in what we give to you and to others. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you like to take your seats? We're just going to listen to a final song that John is going to play for us. And in that Bible reading, which I didn't speak about, but say, watch the video. You remember Jesus invites his friends to rest and just have a kind of chill out time with him. And so the last song really picks up on that theme. We hear the song, "To Be in Your Presence." Close with a blessing. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.